crowds around here, we just preach and praise like we're in the midst of 1,000 people. Amen? Glory to God. So God has an awesome word for us today. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. We have a lot of good things coming up. There are some flyers for the camp meeting on the back table if you want to pick up a couple and post them somewhere. And we're going to have an awesome, awesome time. And so just make sure you get a Sunday handout. Everything's in there that you need to know. Put it on the refrigerator so you will remind yourself of all good stuff going on. I was thinking about what to say in opening the service this morning and going through some notes and things, and I found an article I had written back in August, and I just want to read that to you this morning. And it starts out by talking about Jeremiah 29:11 that we're all familiar with. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." A very familiar passage of Scripture, a wonderful promise to believers. A lifeline for those going through a hard place in life. The scripture was written to the Jewish exiles who had been removed by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon. And Babylon means confusion. They had been uprooted from all that was familiar to them, hundreds of miles from home, in the middle of pagan worship. The Jewish exiles may have thought they would never be in a place called Babylon, but they were. Once they were there, they thought they would never get out, but God. And while their word comes, it gives them hope that they were not forgotten by God. In the midst of their Babylonian experience, they survived by continuing to live. God told them not to let the prophets and diviners among them deceive them. In life, sometimes we may find ourselves in a place we never thought we would be. Going through an illness, an unexpected loss of a loved one, loss of a job, a divorce, a child on drugs. And when we find ourselves in that unexpected place, it makes us catch our breath and we forget to go on living. That is what the enemy wants to happen. He whispers like lies about what God said. The word must not be working for you. Just as God encouraged the Jewish exiles, so too he wants to encourage us. Don't give up hope. Keep on living by believing. Don't let the lies of the enemy keep you from breathing. God wants to remind us today the plans he has, each and every one of us, is plans to prosper us, plans not to harm us, plans to give us a hope, plans to give us a future. Breathe again. Just as God promised the Jewish exiles he would bring them back home, so he promises you today. Home is a feeling of security, connection, and love. When we begin to withdraw, we get to feeling insecure, not connected, and unloved. Remember, there is power in unity. God knows exactly where you are and what you're going through. You have pastors and a church and a family that love you, a place to call home, and that stand with you. So I encourage you to allow the fresh wind of the Holy Spirit to blow over you today. Today's a new day. So those things that have come along that have caused you to catch your breath, and when you quit breathing, you soon lose oxygen to your vital organs and you start dying in the natural. So God wants to encourage you today to breathe again. And whatever has happened that has caught you unexpected, and cost you to quit breathing, he said, "I'm going to breathe life back into you again. And nothing is hopeless as long as there's breath in your body." Amen. Nothing is without hope with God. Amen. Sherry, I made the announcement for you. Is that okay? Amen. So let's just lift our hands this morning. Father, we thank you today that you're reminding us to breathe again. The things that happen and come along and in the middle of the night, that unexpected phone call, that child that has drifted away again, that unexpected doctor's report that may have caught us off guard, we choose to live. And in the midst of it all, we choose to keep believing and keep living, knowing that you're the God of more than enough, that you are the God of hope, that you're the God of resurrection, and that you're the God of life. Thank you for this word that you've given us today, Father. I thank you that every person that's pulled up on that parking lot, that's walked into this building today, that they're not going to leave like they came, in Jesus' name. every person that hears this message today over the internet or in the future, your word is the same. That it's going to touch a place in their lives that needs to be touched. It needs to be revived again. And I speak breath to them today in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen.
Well, good morning, church. Hey, one more Sunday, amen?
Amen.
We get to stand before the Lord and offer Him praises, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think it's just an awesome thing, amen?
All that's above, praise Him, you angels and heavenly host. Let the whole earth praise Him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise. Praise Him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise Him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise Him.
To it, I'm just wore out, it seems like. But you know what? We keep trudging on anyway, you know that? You know, I've been tired of a lot of circumstances that I have lived in, Mom. But you know what? You trudge on. We get right through them, all those problems. We just keep cruising right on because, you know, at the end of the day, God is still God and He still has your back. Amen.
That's right.
That's the way I look at that. Hallelujah.
That's
a good thing. Woo. Well, Shadrach,
Meshach and Abednego into the fiery furnace were tossed.
Well, the king gave the word
to stir up the flame.
The crowds gave him up for lost.
They said, our God is able to deliver us,
and that's just what he did.
Just like the Hebrew children and the fiery flames,
if my Lord's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's 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 gonna do it again.
Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace was tossed.
Well, the king gave the word to stir up the flame.
The crowd is capable of a loss.
They said, our God is able to deliver us, and that's just what he did. Just like the Hebrew children in the fiery flame, to my God's gonna do it again. Get ready, 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 God's gonna do it again.
Laid in the tomb, and his friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, it's not that bad.
I am the resurrection and I am the life, and
his word the dead man live.
As he gave to Lazarus, let the people be glad, to my God's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Get ready, but God's gonna do it again. Get ready, but God's gonna do it again.
Well, the Lazarus was dead, the lady in the tomb, his friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, it's not that bad.
Words a dead man lives.
As he did for Jesus, let the people declare,
to my God, he's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Get ready.
God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Man, I'm really tired.
Glory, hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
You know
what? You know, the enemy will come at you and he'll say, well, now, this has been taken care of before, but he's not going to do it this time now, Cardinal. That's what he'll say to you.
I don't believe that.
I know it. But the enemy likes to keep you in doubt.
That's
he
exactly
wants you
right.
to doubt the word of God. But you know what? My God is able. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is able.
Yes, yes.
For all things. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Woo. I'm going to tell y'all what right now. Our circumstances are little. No matter what. And everybody faces something. We just need to stand fast with what we know. We don't need to turn cheek to give devil any place. We need to kick him in the rear just like we have the authority to and put him going. And we need to claim authority over all of our problems. Amen. We need to lay the law down. We need to stand strong, stand fast on what we know the word says. Because if we don't, well, we're going to give place to the devil. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. Our kids are grounded in Christ. We are grounded in Christ. So therefore, we have the authority, we have the power over all our situations. And so, I mean, even to myself, I have to, if we don't keep telling ourselves that, well, what good is it doing us? We need to take charge. Amen. Yeah. And that's what we just need to stand fast. Stand fast. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
And He will deliver us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, guess what, honey? There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. Now we've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Hallelujah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, Breaker. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh,
woo, are y'all
Jesus.
Excited about camp meeting? Getting ready to come up?
Thank you, Jesus.
I know I am.
Amen.
You know, and I'm going to try to bring people with me. You know what I'm saying? You know what's fascinating? You know what's fascinating? And I'll say this again. I've said this here before. It fascinates me that people don't want to be accountable. They don't want to be held accountable. And, you know, they'll go places and sit under people that where there's actually no accountability to a degree. But anyway, you need to reach out to people. We as a church need to reach out to people because we're fed. We're fed. And there's a lot of people out there that are really... they don't understand what the Bible's all about. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said that about where he goes to church at. He said it's odd because we sit in the same pews every Sunday, but yet still we retain what we know. We don't go out and spread the gospel. He said that's what we need to do. We need to spread the gospel out there so we can get them in here. So don't be discouraged, guys. This is all good. This is going to fill up. I'm not worried about this place. It's going to fill up. Just watch and see. it's going to happen. But yet and still, camp meeting, I'm looking to have some fun. I don't know this man, but I met his brother. His brother and I, we're big friends. His brother, oh yeah, and you know he's a real good guy. So we'll find out what this is all about. But I know God has a plan. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. I know that the good Lord is it's going to come down. So yeah, I'm excited about camp meeting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to Him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal. Your name is all we need. Jesus, all we need. He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearken unto my words, my children, for you have listened. And you have heard yourselves declare what I am and who I am. Now walk forth in that, says the Lord God, and don't let it just be words in your mouth, but let it be the expression of your heart. Let it be the hope in which you hold on to. Let the things that you have said and spoken, let the word of God that you read be part of you, come alive in you. And you will see, says the Lord God, those things that I have promised you, they shall come to pass. You shall be victorious. You shall endure until the end. For I have given you the strength, saith the Lord God. Declare it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. And speak it to the world. For it's my desire, saith the Lord God, that you be stirred up, that you not take things just as a day-to-day experience, just as, oh, well, it just happens. But look unto me, says the Lord God, and walk in excitement and walk in glory, says the Lord God. For I have given you my glory. I have placed within you all that I am, and I have called you to be all that you can be. So therefore, go forth. Go forth into this world around you, a world that's hurting and lost and in need of a Savior. And let them see in you my presence. Let them see in you the glory that I have given unto you. For then shall the world look unto you and say, what is it that you have? I need what you have. So let me be that light in you, says the Lord God. And let it rise up and shine. Fix your eyes upon me, says the Lord God. Not on the things of the world, not on the happenings on this earth, but fix your eyes upon me, for I am your glory and I am your hope, and I should be your vision, says the Lord God, for you walk by faith and not by sight. Therefore,
and the Lord continues to speak and reveal to my heart this morning and says, don't be surprised at the outpouring of the gifts of the Spirit. The Lord says, I'm churning, I'm moving, I'm going, and you're going to be experiencing like never before the gifts of the Holy Spirit to begin to operate again through this body as you are willing, says Amen. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
As you are willing. Because in the times past, some people like to talk about times past. The Lord says to you, there isn't anything you haven't seen in what I'm getting ready to do. Because if you're willing and you yield yourself to the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty, He says, I'm going to flow out of you like rivers of living water. And it's just like you've just been sitting on it. It's just like that hurricane is, that the remnants left of that tropical storm down there. It's hovering over Houston. The Lord says, I'm hovering over you today. And I'm getting ready to loose a flood of my Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Here we go, Kenzie.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing.
Jesus, all we need. He is the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Ushers to come forth for the offering this morning.
Isn't the name
Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, for the givers of this church, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing my life.
The truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Sovereign Lord is upon us, because he has anointed us to preach
good news.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because he has anointed us to preach
good news.
He has sent us to the poor.
This is the year
to bind up the broken hearted.
This is the day
to bring freedom to the captive. Because he has anointed us to preach
good news.
He will comfort those who mourn.
This is the year.
He will provide for those who grieve.
This is the day.
He will pour out the oil of gladness. Sovereign Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach
good news.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you.
Praise the worship team.